Hey everybody, it's Mr. McNutt, ready for the Chapter 2 Geometry Vocabulary Podcast. Once again, I'll give you a term, and this chapter is mostly terms, so I'll give you a term, I'll pause to give you a chance to answer it in your head, and then I'll tell you what the right answer is. So let's go. First, what is an acute angle? An acute angle is an angle whose measure is less than 90 degrees. What are adjacent angles? Adjacent angles are two angles that are right next to each other. The definition is that they share a vertex and share a common side. What is an angle? An angle is two rays with a common endpoint. What is an angle bisector? An angle bisector is a ray that cuts an angle in half. What is a biconditional? A biconditional is a statement that has if and only if in the middle of the statement. For example, a figure is a triangle if and only if it has three sides. Biconditionals are either true or false in both directions, which means for that last one, a triangle has three sides, or a polygon is a triangle if and only if it has three sides. If it's a triangle, it has three sides, and if it has three sides, it's a triangle. So a biconditional is true. If it's true, it's true in both directions. The next term, what is collinear? Collinear means on the same line. What are complementary angles? Complementary angles add up to 90 degrees. What is a conclusion? A conclusion is the second part of an if-then statement. If A, then B. B is the conclusion. What are congruent angles? Congruent angles are two angles with the same measure. What are congruent segments? Congruent segments are two segments with the same length. What is a converse? A converse is when you take a conditional statement like if A, then B, and switch the order to if B, then A. What is a counterexample? A counterexample is when you can use one specific example to prove that a conditional statement is false. For example, I'm sitting in front of my computer talking to it, then I'm a nerd. Well, I can use myself as the counterexample because I am sitting in front of my computer and talking to it, but I'm not a nerd. So that statement is false. Next, the exterior of an angle. The exterior of an angle refers to like outside of an angle. Picture a 40 degree angle. There's a little small angle and there's all sorts of space on the outside of the angle. If a point is inside that angle, it is said to be on the interior of the angle. A point that's not on the interior of the angle is on the exterior of the angle. Next, what is the hypothesis? A hypothesis is the if part of an if-then statement. So if A, then B, the if A part is the hypothesis. What is a line segment? A line segment is part of a line that has two endpoints. Next, what is a linear pair? A linear pair are two angles that are adjacent and together they form a straight line. So if two angles are adjacent and one of them is 30 degrees and one of them is 150 degrees, that would be a linear pair because the two angles together form a straight line, or 180 degrees. The next is, what is the midpoint? The midpoint of a segment is the point right in the center of the segment. Remember, things like lines and rays can't have midpoints because lines and rays go forever. Next, what is an obtuse angle? An obtuse angle is an angle whose measure is greater than 180 degrees. I'm sorry, wasn't thinking. An obtuse angle is an angle whose measure is greater than 90 up to 180. Next, what are opposite rays? Opposite rays have a common endpoint and go in opposite directions. Perpendicular. Perpendicular means meeting at 90 degrees. What is a ray? A ray is a part of a line that has only one endpoint and then goes forever in one direction. What is a right angle? A right angle is an angle whose measure is 90 degrees. What is a segment bisector? A segment bisector is anything that cuts a segment in half. It could be another line segment, it could be a line, it could be a ray, it could be a plane. Anything that cuts a segment in half is a segment bisector. What is a straight angle? Straight angle is angle whose measure is 180 degrees. What are supplementary angles? Supplementary angles are two angles whose measures together total 180 degrees. And finally, what are vertical angles? Vertical angles are two angles. If you picture an X, if you draw two segments and make an X, you have formed four angles. The two angles that are opposite each other are vertical angles. And of course, vertical angles must be congruent. There ends the Chapter 3 Vocabulary Podcast.